Hi, this is Daniel Garb of the Movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Things you see online or on TV, for that matter, aren't always true. So this week, I'm looking at three movies, two documentaries and one dark comedy about lies and deceptions. There's a man who turns to karate for self-defense, a financial sector building fences between tenants and their houses, and fake news and propaganda becoming increasingly offensive. Propaganda, the art of selling lies, directed by Larry Weinstein. What is propaganda? Is it art and literature, or brainwashing and fake news? The word comes from a benign Catholic term meaning the propagation of faith, the planting of seeds. The Vatican opened a department of propaganda to counter Martin Luther's austere reforms, and it combined the opulence of Baroque cathedrals, the lure of incense, and all the lush frescoes, paintings, and marble statues we've seen from that era. But art and magic and religion were around long before that. And so, says this documentary, was propaganda. Some historians trace it back even as far as the Neanderthal cave paintings. So propaganda is easy to spot in other cultures, but very hard to see it when it's within your own country. Lots of people were entranced by dictators like Hitler and Stalin, thanks to the skillful use of films like Leni Riefenstahl's Triumph of the Will, radio broadcasts, and posters. But with the shift to digital culture, it has taken on new forms, like patently false news stories online repeated ad infinitum until people start to believe them. Propaganda is a fun, light documentary that talks to a lot of artists and writers like Astrid Taylor, Ai Weiwei, and Kent Mungbin, but also musicians, analysts, and dozens of others. It shoots a constant barrage of propaganda images from the past 100 years at you, shown in black and white, periodically blanketed in fields of red. A lot of it's familiar, but there are also some bizarre juxtapositions you've never heard of, like, do you know they have racing cars now in the Nazis' Nuremberg Stadium? Or Laibach, the Slovenian band known for its fascistic costumes and images, they performed in North Korea before a confused and nonplussed audience of party apparatchiks and university students. Very funny. The Art of Self-Defense, written and directed by Riley Stearns. It's the 1990s in small-town America. Casey, played by Jesse Eisenberg, is a shy accountant who lives with his dachshund. He's a 98-pound weakling in an office full of alpha males. But when he's violently attacked by strangers on motorbikes, he decides something has got to be changed. So he joins a local karate dojo with its own set of hierarchical rules. Everyone's ranked according to their belt color. There's Anna, played by Imogen Poots, who teaches the kids' class. Get on her wrong side and she'll beat you to a pulp. And at the top of the heap is Sensei. He's just known by that. Played by Alessandro Nivola. He says, karate is not just a martial art, it's a way of life. You must punch with your feet and kick with your hands. Casey is star-eyed and ready to do whatever Sensei tells him. So when he's told to be more masculine, stop learning French, start learning German, and to throw out all his adult contemporary CDs and listen to metal, well, he did it. Casey takes the blue pill. He leaves his job, and devotes his life to karate. He worships Sensei, he has a secret crush on Anna, and he proudly displays his low-ranked yellow belt for everyone to see. But something is not right. And when he joins the mysterious night classes, he's exposed to a violent world of hypermasculinity he doesn't like. He's asked to perform dubious tasks outside of the dojo. Is this place just about karate? And what is hidden behind Sensei's secret door? Art of Self-Defense is a low-budget, uncategorizable, odd sort of movie. Part dark comedy, part mystery, with a bit of violence and horror mixed in. It's slow to develop, but picks up nicely about halfway through. It's a movie filled with wood paneling, old computers, and ugly clothes from the 90s, which add a humorous tinge, but it's hard to tell if it's being satirical or straightforward, comic or scary. Jesse Eisenberg is totally believable as the wimpy accountant trying to become more manly, and Alessandra Nivola is great as the mysterious sensei. So if you take it as a cautionary tale about the search for masculinity, self-confidence, and the cultish nature of martial arts, I think you'll enjoy this dark comedy. Push, directed by Frederick Gerton. There's a housing crisis in the world's cities right now, and no one seems to know what's going on. In Toronto, there's a shortage of affordable apartments with stagnant wages, soaring rents, and home prices quadrupling. Speculators are buying up land as a bankable commodity, something bought and sold with little thought given to the people who live there. And in many cities, entire blocks of housing sit empty. Why? Because rent income is dwarfed by what they can earn from the constant increase in value of the buildings when they're flipped. What's going on? Enter Leilana Farha, the United Nations Special Rapporteur on Adequate Housing. She's a mom from Ottawa who travels around the world collecting data and advocating on behalf of tenants everywhere. She views housing not as an investment, but as a human right. Documentary looks at the dire situation in the world's cities from Milan to Berlin, from Seoul to Valparaiso, and a dozen more, where people are facing the same situations. Gentrification, rent eviction, and the displacing of average and low-income wage earners from the world's cities. It explores the role of organized crime, who use property investment as a way of laundering money by overinvesting in legit properties, driving up demand and prices, and hiding their illicit profits. It also looks at how the financial sector is turning housing into an investment commodity, with the people who live there entirely erased from the equation. One particularly notorious player that it looks at is Blackstone, founded by former Lehman Brothers executives, a voracious American property investment company that swooped into the real estate market after the stock market crash of 2008. Now they're making money by buying up public housing for profit while neglecting the people they're actually built for. And finally, it looks at the role of pensions, government and private, which invest in housing to grow their capital, but unintentionally leading to skyrocketing prices and increasing homelessness. Push is an incredibly important and informative documentary that explains in simple terms about the economics, politics, and effects of this crisis. It talks to experts, but also ordinary people around the world. It shows the multiple small-scale problems people face, along with the large-scale disasters like Grenfell in London. They're all related, and it's pulled together by the great Leilana Farha. I strongly recommend this documentary. Propaganda, Push, and the Art of Self-Defense, all open today in Toronto. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garb of the Movies each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.